Okay, so we've already completed one third of our work for enabling task switching and tombstoning elegantly within our application. We've been working within our loaded event for our main page.xaml. And we have basically been just reviewing and seeing does the isolated storage settings contain a value called state. If it does, we're going to navigate you either to the add.xaml or the view edit XAML. So let's work with the add XAML to retrieve then any values that might be that the user may have been working with before they hit the start or the back button. So we're going to need to start inside of the loaded event. Yeah, here we go, all the way at the bottom here. And so what I want to do is write some code. And again, I'm going to start the same way that I did previously by explaining to myself what it is I want to try to accomplish before I start writing code. Okay, so as a precaution, I'm going to basically write the same code that I did previously to absolutely ensure that our isolated storage settings. Do I already have that declared here, by the way? No, I don't think I do. That our isolated storage settings contains a key called state. I don't want to take the chance that somehow the user got here inadvertently, so we're going to start there. And I'm going to grab out again the value of state. This might be a little overly cautious, quite frankly. This may never even have a chance to occur, but I'm not even going to take the chance, and I'm going to check to make sure again that we are in fact dealing with a state of add. So if state equals add. All right, now that we've confirmed that the user was in a state of adding a new note, let's get the value of the note out of isolated storage as well. So it's the same technique. We're just going to embed it inside of this line of code here. So I'll do the same thing as before, except this time I'm going to call it value. So you can see this section of code is going to mirror this outer section of code. It's just going to grab out value instead. All right, so if settings contains a key called value, then we'll try to get the value. So try get value type string, and it'll be called value, and then we'll just do out value. So now we should have the actual value in the variable called value. So let's set our edit text box dot text equals to value. Awesome. All right, so here's the progress so far. As the add.xaml page loads, we check to see if we have values in isolated storage settings. If we do, then grab them out. Now, regardless of whether we do or we don't, we need to set the application tell the isolated storage settings that we are now in add mode, and the current value is whatever is in the text box. So let's do that here. So that if the user at this moment, after add loads, if they hit the start button, we're ready for them. That's what we're doing here. We'll set value equal to whatever's in the edit text box. And that should just about do it, I think, for now. The other thing I need to account for is as the user is typing in the edit text box, we need to make sure that we're saving off the value of the text property into our settings value state bag. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get back to that if they indeed hit the start button. So let's go to add.xaml. We need to go to the add.xaml. Great. And from here, what I'm going to do is text changed event equals, and I'll just let it create at the event handler, and I'm going to navigate to it. And here, what I want to do is set the settings. Whoops, I need isolated storage settings. I can make a decision here how lazy I want to be. Do I want to declare it in both loaded and text change? And I know I'm going to need at least one more place. So I am going to do something a little on the lazy side here. Instead of creating it three times in the same class, I'm just going to create it once here. Stick a private in front of it, and I should be good to go. Okay. All right, so back to the matter at hand here. I want to set the settings value equal to the edit text box, the new value inside of edit text box. Okay, great. Okay, and then finally, I know that once the user is done and has saved the new note, we no longer want to be in add. We want to empty that out and just use an empty string. The state of the application, the note's been added. We're leaving add.xaml. We don't want the state to be add. Otherwise, we'll kick back to main page. It'll see the state is currently add, and it'll kick us back here, and it'll just be a vicious cycle. So we already have this navigate back method that we call whenever we get a successful save or when somebody clicks the cancel button. So all we need to do is edit this one area in code. So I'm just going to remind myself of the purpose of this. Awesome. All right, let's set settings. Okay, now let's test. All right, the user's typed a note. Now let's hit the start button. Now let's go back and hit ZapNote again. And we are back in ZapNote on the add screen with our text. It's not been committed to a file just yet. But, and if I were to cancel, we would lose this. But otherwise, we're in good shape. So let's go ahead and save it and see what happens. And we get a note. And it's editable. Awesome. Let's delete it. Okay, so that scenario worked. There's only one small thing that I saw here. And let me get back to that scenario. Let's type in a new note. Let's hit the start button. Go back to ZapNote. We're back here. Notice that when we come back, the cursor positions all the way at the start of the text box, not the end where the user can start typing again. Let's fix it. It's a one-line fix in our code. So let's, wherever we edit the text box on the loaded event, let's just do this as well. After focus, I'm going to go edit text box, selected selection start. So put the cursor, the selection start, at the edit text box dot text property dot length. So get the length of the entire text in the text box and put the cursor at that position. This will return an integer. This is accepting an integer. This should work nicely. We'll be able to tell really quickly if this is working. It is now. Look at that. Beautiful. Okay, so that's it. We only have one other task in this section of the application to do, and that is to give viewEdit.xaml the same treatment that we just gave to add.xaml. Now, viewEdit has an added challenge in so much that it's not automatically in edit, so we have to be a little smarter about when we call this code and how we do it. So there's going to be some additional challenges there. We'll see you in the next video. Thank you.